Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Good evening, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older and so is my mom. You've probably figured out already that this is not Scott. Scott is on vacation this week and next week. This is Melissa Morante. I'm his daughter and I am thrilled to be here tonight. If you're listening on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, it's Monday evening. I hope you had a great weekend. If you're listening on 104.9 in Gainesville or 103.9 on Long Island, it's Wednesday night and you're halfway through the week. And if you're listening on 95.9 The Palm, it's Saturday morning in South Florida, and I hope you have a nice weekend planned. We have a great show tonight. In the studio with me live are two very special people doing really special work. Corey Borrego, who co-chairs the White Dove Cocktail Party, which is a fundraising event that benefits the auxiliary of St. Mary's Hospital and Palm Beach Children's Hospital, and Sue Riley, who is a volunteer with the auxiliary and president of the auxiliary for the past 2 years, are here with me to talk about this upcoming event and the great work that they're doing and the need for volunteers. So we'll jump right in. I think, you know, Corey, you, were 19 when you were accepted into the radiology program at St. Mary's Medical Center, and then jumped right in and started working there. You said that you swore you would never date a doctor, and you did, and you married your husband, who is now the, head of the St. Mary's Trauma Center. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this event.
Actually, a couple of years ago, the CEO at the time had asked me if I would possibly chair this event, and I was surprised because I'm not a very social doctor's wife, and I kind of laughed and thought it was a joke in the beginning. I thought about it for a couple of days and realized that it wasn't a joke at all, and he really just wanted to bring in younger families and try and bring a different crowd of people to these events rather than just having the people that worked at the hospital or administration attend these. So I really thought about it, and it made really a lot of sense for me to do it. I had been at St. Mary's since I was 19. I worked there for 8 years and stayed in touch with the hospital through my husband and all of the friends that I've made through the hospital for many years. So it just seemed to fit. And I really do enjoy planning parties. I have a good time doing that, and I don't go to many parties, so I figure I may as well have one. My husband's not one for dressing up and going to many events, so this one he's forced to go to, so it's a good time.
That's great. And how many years has the event been going on now?
This is the sixth year. Only my third time doing it, though.
And talk to us a little bit about where the money goes that's raised.
The money actually goes directly to the auxiliary, not to the actual hospital itself. So the women and men in the auxiliary choose where that money goes to, and typically it's to families in need that are patients at the hospital. Sue really knows more of where that's gone to. I know several of their avenues, which are mostly with the children's hospital. And more so now that people know that they're there and that the funds are available throughout the hospital, more people are going to them and bringing families forward that need something.
Yeah. Sue, talk to us a little bit about some of the things that the money goes to support.
Well, we wherever the need is, we go. And there's a process where they apply for monies from the auxiliary, and I'm there so much that I walk around the hallways and people catch me and we need a PlayStation for the Child Life, you know, program, and we need water bottles for the kidney dialysis program. And so whatever the need is, we vote on it and then we decide that we are, you know, going to contribute. And we have actually had one patient who needed his ear reattached and couldn't pay for it. So we paid for that.
Amazing.
I mentioned the PlayStation, and the PlayStation program is putting under one roof, so to speak, DVD player, the games that the kids play that patients at the hospital, you know, thrive on. And it's all under one roof. They are a little expensive, but we can move it from one room to another, as opposed to, you know, when you first got your computer and it had the big box down underneath and all the cords. And in this program with the PlayStation, we can just wipe them down and unplug them and take them into the next room. So they're very beneficial. Other things that we've done is on my own, I've kind of put in orchids in some of the gardens because they need to be spruced up. So as president of the auxiliary, you have a little leeway to do some of the things that you want to do. And so we've done that. And so whenever the need comes along our way, and it might be trivial, we've given iPads to the emergency rooms for the children as well as adults. And that's very beneficial for kids who come in and have nothing to do waiting for whatever, and so they use the iPads. And so, you know, we're fairly new with the auxiliary. There was an auxiliary program at one time, but we now are starting a new one, and we're thrilled to have the members that we have, but we're always looking for others and more. So,
you know, I think what's fascinating is, you know, we're just coming off the holiday season, and so we're bombarded with commercials for St. Jude's and all of these facilities that are doing really wonderful things. But truth be told, a lot of people here just don't have access to that. And so here is something that is really in our backyard that our local residents do have access to if they need it. And it is right here, and you're doing so many wonderful things. So how many volunteers are there in the auxiliary?
You know, I'm not sure the exact number, but we have a new volunteer coordinator who has doubled the volunteer numbers, and we're thrilled going from teenagers on up to grandmas and grandpas, and we're thrilled with the program that she has promoted and has definitely running at St. Mary's.
But and there's always the need for more, right?
Always, 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 yes.
So how can folks get involved if they want to volunteer?
Well, there is a number that they can call. They also, and I would imagine once they call that number, they'll be given a website and they can actually apply online like everything else. The phone number there is 882-2998, and the volunteer coordinator is Sarah, and she will be happy to help anyone who might be interested.
Well, that's great, and we'll make sure to repeat that phone number a couple times throughout the show in case folks
right.
have missed it or are just joining us. That's fantastic. So so back to the event, Corey, where is the event being held this year?
It's actually at the Lake Pavilion on Flagler, which is a really nice venue. It is right there at the end of Clematis. And it's funny because most people don't even know it's there unless they've been to maybe the boat show and had the VIP tickets. So it's really, really pretty. Parking it should be good with a valet. Sometimes it's difficult without one.
That's great. And if people, can people still get tickets?
Absolutely.
Okay. And how do folks do that?
Unfortunately, it's not linked to the website as of yet. It should be. But the number, again, you can call that number and we could just get one to you.
Okay.
I think Sue would probably just drive one over and drop it off to whoever needs one.
That's great. You know, we were talking before the show, and I'm always amazed, especially as it relates to the children's hospitals. You know, I mentioned I have three kids. They were all in the NICU. Thankfully, they were all healthy. And in a previous life, I also did some work with the Ronald McDonald House. And so I am always amazed at how folks who deal with sick children on a daily basis keep their spirits up. And I'm sure with your interaction with the nurses and the staff at Palm Beach Children's and at St. Mary's, you've witnessed that yourself. I mean, how do you think that they do this? It's truly amazing to me.
Well, I think the interest in the caring for each patient that comes in there is very keen and very demonstrative by the different people that work there. And the empathy and the, as I said, the caring really falls over onto the families. We have patients there with moms and dads that have been literally staying in their rooms with them for months. Yeah. And yet you walk into that room and there's a smile on mom and dad's face. It's amazing. We become their family, and they become part of ours. And it doesn't matter at what age. We've had young patients that are 18, 19 years old with life in front of them, and they leave the hospital, and maybe they don't make it. But they know how much we care for them. And they'll often come back and see us, and that's huge. Our child life program there for children is absolutely amazing. I am in awe every time I encounter some festivity or activity that they have for the patients there at holiday times. I mean, this last Christmas was just unbelievable, the donations, not only from the toy point of view, but from the money point of view.
Yeah.
And we've had wonderful contributions, and I can't think of a better place for it to go.
Agreed. It's really a wonderful thing, and how wonderful that people are supporting it. You know, I think, how did you get involved? I mean, you've been here about 4 years, but you've obviously been doing this for much longer. So how did you get involved in this particular program?
I'm a mom of four, and I have 6 grandchildren. And I don't know what there is about being drawn towards helping people going through a crisis in this regard, like in the ER. I love being in the emergency room. But I also love going up to the floors where the children are. I love rocking the babies that are only a foot long, you know. I have, I guess you might say, a calling for that. But I've not been able to do anything with that because of my own children. So we have had the bump of cancer in our family. 3 of my 4 children have the BRCA1 gene. 1 expressed the cancer. And I, now at this old age of mine, I've decided to do something with giving back. And I wanted to help with, it's my fault. I wanted to help with cancer patients.
That
so,
is great.
That's
great.
What drew me there.
Fantastic. Okay, we are talking live with Corey Borrego and Sue Riley from the Auxiliary at St. Mary's Hospital and Palm Beach Children's Hospital. We are going to take a short break. If you have questions for our guests, you can call us at 877-960-9960, and we'll be back in a minute.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Good evening, everybody. If you're just joining us, this is not Scott. It's Melissa Morante. I'm his daughter, and I am filling in for him while he is on vacation. And I'm thrilled to be here tonight talking with Corey Borrego, who is the co-chair of the White Dove Cocktail Party, which benefits the auxiliary at St. Mary's Hospital and Palm Beach Children's Hospital, and Sue Riley, who is president of the auxiliary and a volunteer at St. Mary's. And we are talking about the wonderful work that these two ladies are doing with a team of volunteers. But as I'm sure you know, with anything like this, there's never enough volunteers. So there are lots of ways that you can get involved. And we'll talk about that in just a second. So, Corey, the event is in February, and it's not too late to get a ticket or get involved.
Absolutely not.
So tell us again when the event is and where it is.
It's Friday, February 17th at the Pavilion on Flagler in West Palm Beach. It's from 6 to 11. There are tickets still available, and it should be a really great time. It's very entertaining. Live music, which we are lacking in so many places now. We never get to hear live music anymore, and people really enjoy that.
That's great. And is it black tie? Do people need to get all glitzy and
fancy? Not at all. It is island casual, which I say is pretty much what we wear in Florida every day.
That sounds like fun.
I think there's so many dress-up events that people get tired of dressing up for work all week, and they just like to let loose and enjoy themselves and not have to rush out and buy something really fancy. But looking good is always a good idea.
Fantastic. Island, but appropriate, we'll
Correct.
Say. And so you have a couple of sponsors, right? But I guess there's still the need for more. Is that
always?
The case?
You know, these events grow over the years and they become pretty well known to people, and they continue to go multiple years in a row. St. Mary's hasn't had it for as many years as most of the hospitals have. And the corporate sponsors are coming, but they're slow to move, so we could always use a few more.
Okay.
Always welcome.
Great.
It's a great way to advertise, especially amongst so many young people and young families who are in this community that could use those services.
And there's a silent auction you mentioned?
It is. It's a silent auction because many times when you go to an event, you get stuck at the live auction that seems to drag on forever and ever and ever. And everybody wants to leave, but then, of course, they have to wait for their item. So this way, the silent auction, you could go about your business, enjoy the party, and not be rushed, and, you know, leave with some really nice items.
Great. Great.
The auction items often, they're really quite nice. I mean, we've had auction items for Casa del Campo for 4 or 5 days, which is not very bad. We have 4 days at the Breakers, which is very nice. We have fishing expeditions, if you will. We have had snorkeling lessons.
Yes, there's a huge variety.
Yeah, I mean, this is not just little trinkets. This is big stuff.
Yeah, but when you say big stuff, it's not the huge trips. So many auctions are just loaded with overpriced trips that you never use. I really enjoy having auction items that people could take home with them.
Right.
And we have a whole slew of teenagers to squeeze it into your car. They're great at it. It's more fun to go home with something rather than to have a piece of paper and wait for a trip that you probably won't make it to.
Right. And so you, as I mentioned, are the co-chair, and so your co-chair is also your husband.
That's correct.
Who is the head of the trauma center at St. Mary's. And so is the trauma center involved? Are the doctors and nurses involved in the event as
Actually,
well?
Actually, this year is the first year that I've had quite a few trauma nurses offer their help in stuffing envelopes, auction items, anything I need for the actual event itself, which has been really, really nice. A lot of them didn't even know that this event happened. It wasn't publicized through the hospital to the employees as much as it should have been, and that's changing now. Definitely.
That is great. And so this is obviously your big fundraising event for the year, but I imagine there's lots of other fundraising events that happen throughout the course of the year to raise money for the auxiliary. So
we do have smaller events, two- or three-day events within the halls of St. Mary's Medical Center. We have had a $6 sale, which means everything that is for sale is only $6. And it's really very profitable for us. It goes very, very well. So the more volunteers we have, the more ideas we will have, and then the more little moneymakers we can have throughout the year and not just depend on our fundraiser, the White Dove.
Right, and we talked about it a little bit before, Sue, but we'll address it again for folks who may just be joining us. There is still a real need for more volunteers at the auxiliary. Can you talk a little bit about how folks can get involved and what the different types of things that they might be able to do with their time?
Well, there is a phone number that they can call, and they will probably refer the person to our website for registering on or applying online. And the phone number at St. Mary's is 882-2998. And our volunteer coordinator is Sarah. And she is delightful and will be most willing to help anyone who is interested. And as far as things to do at St. Mary's, there is so much to be done. You know, when you first come aboard, you might be given a job of filing, which, oh, who wants to file? Well, that's a very important job. But that's just to initiate you getting used to whatever at St. Mary's. And then eventually you may decide, well, I'd like to rock the babies, the cuddle program. Or I would like to help in the Cancer Institute for Children, which is a wonderful spot to be in. You might want to just sit in the surgical waiting room and help the people that are in there waiting for their loved ones to come out of surgery. There are a zillion things that can be done. And I love working in the emergency room. I find that very, very exciting, gratifying, and very fulfilling for myself. But I like moving around, and I've been there for 3 or 4 years now, so I can pretty well call the shots as to where I want to go. But there are so many things that can be done. Wheeling patients, pushing children in their wheelchairs. And we have this incredible dinosaur garden that I have not brought up before. But our friend Susie Cameron donated a dinosaur garden in honor of her husband. And I'm not sure just how many dinosaurs are in there, but we've just bought 4 more, and we're waiting to, one of the dinosaurs is going to be flying. And patients, let alone everybody that comes to visit the hospital, love going in there because there are waterfalls, and it's a very quiet place. I had one nurse say that she loves to go in there and meditate. And the auxiliary has added orchids in there, which is very fun. And so it's a wonderful spot. How many hospitals can say that they have a dinosaur garden?
Not too many,
no.
I think. Okay, we are going to head to a short break. If you have questions for our guests, you can call us at 877-960-9960. And we'll be right back with Corey Borrego and Sue Riley.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business, So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older and so is my mom. This is Melissa Morante, Scott's daughter, in for Scott while he is on vacation. And I am speaking with Corey Borrego and Sue Riley about the wonderful work that goes on with the auxiliary at St. Mary's Hospital and Palm Beach Children's Hospital. We are coming up on the 6th annual White Dove Cocktail Party, which is a fundraising event taking place in February that goes to benefit the auxiliary. Corey co-chairs this event with her husband, and it really is a fantastic event that goes to raise money, that goes strictly to benefit the families of the folks staying at the hospital. So talk to us a little bit about that, because that's interesting. The money doesn't actually go necessarily to the facility. The auxiliary sort of decides how that money is being used, which is a little different, I think, than some of the other fundraising events that other hospitals may be doing.
I agree, and they definitely are not greedy with their money. When somebody needs it, they give it. They don't care if they drain their account to nothing because they're hopeful that there's going to be another event that will bring some more in, but they're not stingy with it at all. If someone needs it, they will give it.
And we are constantly getting contributions, I must say that, from trusts, from foundations. I just put something like $8,000 in the bank today because someone had donated, which is wonderful.
It's wonderful.
It's awesome. So, and as far as, you know, you talk about seniors, I'm a senior. And it has, you know, I'm not one of those people that, oh, let's go for lunch. I need to have a purpose.
Right.
And so I love coming to St. Mary's. It fulfills a great need because as we get older, we don't have our children to mind anymore. And it's wonderful to feel needed and to feel that you're helping. And St. Mary's is a good place to go for that.
That's great. You know, Scott does talk a lot about the importance of volunteering and how truly wonderful it is. And so I'll just say, I think the work you're doing is truly amazing. And I think you're doing great things for people who really need it. So thank you for that. You know, he talks a lot about, you know, it gives you a place to be. People are depending upon you to show up. It gives you a reason to get up. And you were just saying the same thing. So it's all great. Interestingly enough, though, Corey, you had said the goal of the of the event was to bring some more young people into this space. And so talk to us about how that impacts our senior population and why that is the goal.
It's funny because the young people at the party all have parents and grandparents. And the idea is for them to come to this party to see these great volunteers and how much fun they are together, to encourage their parents or grandparents or even their teenagers who do need the actual volunteer hours to come to St. Mary's and do it there at that facility where it's a lot to be done. And it's actually a really good time. I think pretty much everybody there really enjoys it. The volunteers are a nice group of people who enjoy time together. And I think, you know, we have a lot of seasonal seniors here that are worried that they can't do it because they're not going to be here the whole year. And they don't discriminate on that at all. As a matter of fact, my father's girlfriend just retired, and she's been working her entire life and now has come down here seasonally with him, and she doesn't know anyone. And I think that's a great opportunity for people like that to get into a situation with nice people who are welcoming and don't think you're crazy for talking to a stranger there. To come in there and get together and find a new group of friends, and they lay the groundwork.
I've had forgotten to mention this. This is very big. Teenagers, when they come to volunteer at St. Mary's, they are given the opportunity to apply for scholarship. We give out anywhere from 3 to 5 scholarships at like $2,000, and that's an awesome program that we have. And we have to even consider giving more out because we have more volunteers, teenage volunteers. So that's a wonderful program that we have there.
And we talked a lot about seniors and seniors volunteering at the auxiliary, and certainly teenagers. How old do you need to be for those listening with grandchildren who might be interested in volunteering?
I think it's 15. I think it starts at 15.
That's really, really interesting. Mm-hmm. And my guess is they could be a tremendous help for anybody using iPads or Xboxes or PlayStations.
Definitely.
And those that come really enjoy being there. That's a very big thing to have them enjoy being there.
Great.
And it's actually a great opportunity for a lot of young people to be in the hospital and see the medical field firsthand rather than just seeing it on television and deciding from TV this is what it's really like. So a lot of people actually do go into the medical field, whether it's nursing or into medical school, and they make their choice from their volunteering hours.
Right, right. It's really amazing work. We talked about the need for volunteers growing, right, because there's always a need for volunteers, and people move on. If there's teenagers, they go off to college, or seniors decide to do other things. But there's another reason why we need more volunteers here, and that's because the trauma center is growing. Is that right?
It is. So. It is actually in the next couple of years, it should be growing pretty
big.
It's
January. You
know, it's a level one trauma center now, so they're expanding the size of the emergency room and trauma center itself. So there's going to be more employees, more space, more patients.
St. Mary's is the number one trauma center in our area. To spread that out would be, your doctors wouldn't be the experts that they need to be to work on trauma. If trauma were here and in other hospitals as well, you wouldn't have the expertise. And as a result of that, we need expertise volunteers.
Right.
That is true.
Talk to me about the kids club at Palm Beach Children's Hospital. You had mentioned that there is a kids program where they often come back. Earlier in the show, we had talked about the program with the kids where they come back and talk about what they're doing now and how they're recuperating, and they come and talk to new patients.
What is amazing is that what must be working is our concern for our patients, and especially when they leave. They love to come back and talk to the people that have taken care of them, and we love having them come back because they are encouraging our present-day patients there. And that's very important, especially for the cancer patients, because, you know, that's a very tough road when you're young, and it's tough for mom and dad. And it's like stroke patients. You know, those people who have had strokes, they love to have other stroke people come and talk about how they've gotten through different situations, because that is very difficult as well. And we are a stroke center hospital.
Well, we're going to talk about kids who are battling some severe illnesses and how the families and the volunteers at the hospital get them through it. You had mentioned you always walk into the rooms and there are smiles on faces. So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We're going to take a short break. If you have questions for our guests, please call us at 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody, to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom. This is Melissa Morante, Scott's daughter, filling in for Scott while he is enjoying a lovely vacation in South America. And I am here with Corey Borrego, who is co-chair of the White Dove Cocktail Party benefiting the Auxiliary at St. Mary's and Palm Beach Children's Hospital, and Sue Riley, president of the Auxiliary and a volunteer at St. Mary's. And we have spent the last 45 minutes or so learning about all of the wonderful work that these ladies are doing, for the patients, and especially the children, at Palm Beach Children's Hospital and their families. You know, we're just coming off the holidays. We were bombarded with commercials for St. Jude's, which a lot of folks here just don't have access to. And so the fact that this resource is here in our backyard for the folks who really, really need it is truly amazing. So the White Dove Cocktail Party, this is the sixth annual event, and it sounds like it is going to be not your typical fundraising event. So, Corey, tell us a little bit more about the music, the food, the attire, the location, all of that stuff.
Got it. Well, it's at the Lake Pavilion on Flagler on Friday, February 17th. The band is a reggae band, and a lot of people have heard them. They play locally, Sweet Justice, and they're really just so sweet to listen to. Everybody dances. It's amazing. Actually, we had one year, my first year that I chaired, the nuns were dancing. And I didn't even think about it until my kids asked, are nuns allowed to dance? So they definitely get you up and moving. The food is tremendous. It's not your average food. It is Food Shack, and people drive from Food Shack all over the county to have Food Shack. Have you ever been there?
No.
It's great. It's in Jupiter, and it's a seafood restaurant, and they are catering to our style this year, which is all Bahamian style. So the entire event is celebrating the Bahamian Islands. Obviously, they just got really hurt in West End, the Bahamas, from the hurricane. And we all love to go there. It's just only 2 hours away by boat. And everybody around here is a boater and a fisherman and a diver travels to West End. So we really love that in my family. And there's nothing that isn't likable about the Bahamas. So this year our theme is the Bahamas.
That's great.
So
that's great.
The Bahamian style food is really great. Conch fritters, that sort of thing. That's why it's a good time. We'll have live entertainment, which is kind of my only surprise. So I'm going to leave that one for that night.
Great. And the good news is it's not too late to get a ticket. Folks can still get involved and attend. There is also a Facebook page. Am I right, Sue?
Yes, we have a new Facebook page as of the last few days. And it's called www.facebook.com/SMMCA Auxiliary, which basically stands for St. Mary's Medical Center Auxiliary.
So if you're on your Facebook page and you go up to that search bar and put in SMMC Auxiliary, it will pop up and you can learn more there. And there's a phone number too, right? Folks can call?
Absolutely. It is 882-2998.
Fantastic.
And for sure, on Instagram, I'm going to make sure that the copy of the invitation shows up on their Instagram page because I just realized that they have an Instagram.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great, great. So I want to switch gears. Right before the break, we started to talk about the Children's Hospital and how you, in particular, Sue, love working there. It, I'm sure, doesn't make it any less difficult to see a sick child. And I think, you know, everybody reacts differently to illness, especially when a child is scared and trying to process what goes on around them or what's happening around them. And it's obviously quite different for a child than it is for an adult. And parents and grandparents and siblings who come in and are part of this. What types of advice or guidance do you offer these people when they're in the hospital and they're dealing with this?
Well, I can only go with my own experiences. And I've had four children, and we've had cancer. And we had a punctured hole in my daughter's lung. And just, you know, things that can happen throughout their lives. And I've been into the emergency room many, many, many times. And I know what that's like. That's why I find the ER so to my liking, because I know what it's like to lie there and be cold and, you know, where's the doctor and all that kind of thing. So I just pop in and ask them what brought them in there today. Did they wake up this morning and think that they'd like to go to St. Mary's for fun? So that kind of gesture is what I do when I'm there. As far as the children are concerned, you know, they're frightened. Mom and dad are frightened. So I try to make it a little more everyday kind of thing. You know, this is just a little bump in the road, and things are going to get better, and be patient, you know, and try to explain to them why the doctor is not back yet. And it's not because they're finding some other patient much more interesting. It's they're on tap. And so as far as the children who are there for a long time for chemotherapy, that is not an easy thing to do. I've done that, have been there, not only for my children, but for myself. And I know what it's like. And it's you don't ever want a parent to not have hope, and or an adult either. And so I go in and try to help them with that. That's huge. Maybe sometimes share your story with them. So it's, you have to be drawn to this kind of thing. You can't just come in and do it.
Right.
You know, you have to be drawn in. So let's say you're signed up for Child Life, but you find that that's not really your thing. So you go to the volunteer coordinator and you tell her that, and then she finds something else for you to do. So that's don't ever be discouraged when you first come in as a volunteer, because there's a place for you there. If your heart is in wanting to help others, we'll find a place for you. So it's very, very fulfilling, very gratifying, and you don't have to. You even get a free lunch. If you've been there 4 hours a day, you get a lunch. So
look,
that's
that.
Pretty cool.
That's a pretty good deal. They have really good food there, actually.
And you're doing a great thing to help so many people. And there's always the need for more. So if you are interested in volunteering, you can call the number and ask for Sarah, and she can help you figure out how to apply and how to get in. So we talked about the fact that the money raised through the White Dove Cocktail Party and some of the other fundraising events throughout the year goes directly to benefit the families of the children who are staying there. And we talked about Xboxes and iPads and those kinds of things that help the kids pass the time while they're there. What other resources are available for the family members?
That's really funny, because I didn't really realize how they sought out the families in need. And when they find them, sometimes it's a very simple thing, like transportation. When you have family members in the hospital and you're traveling back and forth, a lot of time you can't afford to be traveling back and forth. Some people don't have cars. Some people are here from out of town, and they're on vacation, and this happens, and, you know, the auxiliary actually provides bus passes and I believe some other money towards transportation, and actually is very helpful, especially to those patients and their families that are from out of town, of helping them find accommodations that are appropriate, safe, close by the hospital. They redirect them in a lot of different ways, and not just with, you know, the toys and the fun. But sometimes their patients go home and they can't afford a walker. They don't have insurance to cover it, or their insurance just doesn't cover it. And they find a way for these people to get an affordable walker, even if it's just directing them to the local hospice, where they the hospice centers where you could buy them for less money. And they actually will give them money for that. So it's a lot of very useful items that you don't think of. I had a family member in the hospital, and when you come home, there's a whole lot of things that you need,
right,
and you didn't have before. And listening to people recently, one man who had been in the hospital for quite some time, his wife was older, and she was taking care of him, and she had a tough time getting him through the house. So they helped with actually some of the suction cups that stick to the wall, so he could hang on to the wall rather than hanging onto her and injuring her. You know, it's tough. People have that great help when they're in the hospital. When you get home, it's frightening having a patient that's suddenly yours and learning new things.
Right. When you have round-the-clock nursing care and volunteers like Sue doing wonderful things, right, you come home and you feel maybe a little bit lost and a little bit alone. So.
And it's nice. And I have to say, the nursing staff at the hospital really does help you prepare for that in a lot of ways. For myself, they were so good to me and taught me how to manage a lot of things that would be upcoming in my future to care for my patients. So, you know what? My kids have been in and out of the emergency room for years. Obviously, we live in Jupiter, and we take that long haul. Whether you're dying in pain in the car or not, I drive them there, and they've treated me like family for so many years. And it's not just me, because my husband's there. I've watched it for years to all families that come in there. They suddenly are a part of you.
Right.
And it's amazing, because, you know, the nurses in the emergency room, once they're caring for your family, they feel kind of bad when they're leaving. They don't get to see them again. So they're just a great group over there and really welcoming. And I have to say, you know, watching the volunteers walk through the hospital and give directions to families, some of them that don't even speak English, if they don't, they will just walk them to wherever their destination is. And, you know, it's scary when you're a family member in the hospital. You don't know where you're going. You don't know the area. And, you know, sometimes people get comfortable in their job and they expect that everybody should know where they're going.
Right.
But to see a friendly face like that, I mean, these volunteers have been a part of my life since I was a teenager. I was 19. And they were a big influence. I mean, even to the extent where they told me I was eating too much candy, I was going to be fat in the gift shop. So it's just nice people. And, you know, I've traveled to other hospitals where they have so many volunteers, and I feel like I really wish that St. Mary's had more, just because they do comfort so many people in so many ways.
It's amazing work. You know, my sister-in-law is a nurse, and I always say to her, you know, when you go to work every day, you are literally saving lives. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to think we go to work and we make people's lives better and we really improve the quality of their life, but she really is saving lives, and it sounds like that's what all of these wonderful people at St. Mary's do every single day, and it's truly amazing work, and you both should be very proud of the work that you're doing there. I think one last time before we wrap up, let's talk about the White Dove Cocktail Party. Still time to get tickets and get involved. It's February 17th. Corey, remind us the place, the time.
The Pavilion on Flagler, 6 to 11 on Friday, February 17th. It's a great opportunity to come out and meet a lot of people from the hospital. Our new CEO, who's only been there just over a year, will be there with her family. They attended last year, and her kids loved it. So it's a really good time. It's a nice opportunity to meet people in their relaxed state, in their casual island attire.
And it sounds like a fun time with the music and the great food, and, of course, the money going to benefit this wonderful cause. So next week, Scott will still be on vacation, and so my sister, Allison Negri, will be here live in the studio speaking with Elise November, who is a licensed clinical social worker, to talk about what is a very serious topic, which is senior bullying. It happens. It's real. It's serious. So they will be talking about that next week. And then in 2 weeks, a really interesting discussion about nutrition as we age. Marty Katz, who is the executive director of Discovery Village right here in Palm Beach Gardens, not only has 2 degrees in nutrition and dietetics, but also has more than 30 years experience working with seniors in all aspects of their lives, from home and community-based services to independent living, assisted living, and memory care to rehab and skilled nursing centers. So he'll be here with Scott, who will be back then, to talk about the importance of eating well and eating right as you age. That about does it for us. Thank you to Corey Borrego and Sue Riley from the Auxiliary at St. Mary's and Palm Beach Children's Hospital. It was a pleasure having you both on here, learning about the great work that you're doing. We're excited about the event, February 17th. Check out the Facebook page. Call the phone number, 561-882-2998, if you're interested in getting involved in the event or volunteering at the hospital. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks. Your dad should be proud.
Thank you.
Yes.